making final preparations for a one-way journey out of Malakand. These exclusive pictures show the people who've been told by Pakistan's government to escape before the army starts bombarding Taliban fighters once again. But lifting a curfew for a matter of hours doesn't leave much time to pack up a life. People are taking as much as they can carry or tie to a truck. Some are trying to sell whatever they can't take with them, even precious cattle. But no one seems to be buying. They don't know when, if ever, they'll be able to come home.
We left our home and our beds. The mosque is empty now, and God knows whether we will have to burn our standing crops. We are stuck between the Taliban on one side and the military on the other side. We left one of our family in Swat to take care of the cattle.
And there's no shelter from the storm even after they leave. All roads lead to Mardan. Around 100,000 people are thought to be streaming out of Malakand and Swat, and that's just in one day. It's believed it's the biggest human migration here since Pakistan was separated from India 60 years ago, with around 1 million people displaced already. As people get closer to the displacement camps, there are traffic jams, 5 lanes wide. 5 new camps have been set up, but they're overflowing already. People are sleeping in mosques, schools, and even on the roadside. It's a desperate situation. A humanitarian crisis on a scale never seen before in Pakistan. But for ordinary people, it's better than staying in Malakand, which has been pounded by heavy artillery and army warplanes in the past weeks. The government is mounting a huge operation to flush out the Taliban for good after 6 years of battles in the tribal areas. It was forced to crack down after the breakdown of a recent peace deal, which was supposed to see the Taliban lay down their weapons in exchange for Sharia or Islamic law being brought in. Instead, they expanded their reach with fears they might even march on the capital, Islamabad. But now it's the continuing battle for power in Malakand. It's the ordinary people who are losing everything. Kamal Haider, Al Jazeera, Peshawar.